Today's New Testament reading is from Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, "The words of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works. You have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. Remember then what you received and heard. Keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come against you. Yet you have still a few names in Sardis, people who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. The one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments, and I will never blot out his name from the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, the words of the Holy One, the True One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not but lie. Behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and they will learn that I have loved you. Because you have kept my word about patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to try those who dwell on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast what you have, so that no one may seize your crown. The one who conquers, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. Never shall he go out of it. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down from my God out of heaven, and my own new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So, because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments, so that you may clothe yourself, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Jacob Erhard from Trinity Lutheran Church in New Haven, Missouri.
In the name of Jesus. The revelation to St. John begins with seven letters to seven churches and seven calls to repentance. Though addressed to three ancient churches of Asia Minor, these final three also call out to the church of every age to repent and to conquer through the gifts of Christ. The Sardinian church is a church of the living dead. Though outwardly they have the living name of the living God, their works remain empty, Christians in name only. To resuscitate the hidden death that lies beneath, it is only necessary for them to remember not what they have done, but what they have received and heard. Remember God's word and keep it and repent. The word of the living God awakes the sleeper and raises the dead, and no thief can sneak up on one who is roused by the Lord's call to repentance. This is a baptismal victory for the Sardinians and also for you, because the living name of the living God is a baptismal gift, baptized into the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is the name of the one whose blood washes clothes white. And he who bears the name that is living will also find his name in the book of life and read aloud before the Father and his angels. In contrast, the Philadelphians stand firm. They have kept the word of the Holy and True One and did not deny his name. Though this was not of their own power, it was the power of the one who opens and no one closes, who closes and no one opens. And when that one took upon himself to deliver man, he humbled himself to be born of a virgin. And when he had overcome the sharpness of death, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Both the Philadelphians and you conquer through the resurrection of Jesus. His first order of business after rising from the dead is to bestow upon the church the office of the keys. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Door opened, door closed. The word of forgiveness is the gift of God's love, and it opens the door that leads to life eternal. The one who conquers through the word of absolution is then built into God's eternal temple, a member of the city that comes down out of heaven from God. Finally, the Laodiceans were remarkable for just how unremarkable they were. Like coffee that sat out too long, their nonchalant practice of the faith was unpalatable to him who is the source of the creation of God. The one who is God's Amen speaks to the poverty of their hearts. Wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, but yet there is a treasure available that stokes a flame and enlightens hearts. The faithful and true martyr bears witness to the blood that he shed in order to kindle hearts and awaken hope among us. The Laodicean victory is a victory feast. On the Emmaus Road, the resurrected Christ spoke fire into the hearts of his disciples with the good news of his suffering, death, and resurrection, and then he revealed himself in the breaking of the bread. So also, he now reveals himself to the church in the Holy Scriptures and in the Holy Supper. The one who knocks is also the one who dines. Take and eat. Take and drink. Given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Through this holy meal, you also conquer sin, death, and Satan, and join Christ on his exalted throne. If you have an ear to hear, listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. He presents to you the victory that is Christ crucified and risen. His call is a call to repentance, to turn from death and find the life that Christ gives, in word, baptism, absolution, and supper. With these gifts, you are more than a conqueror through him who loves you. In the name of Jesus.